This story is read by Linda Simpson. Private William Simpson, service number 19998 of the 1st Battalion, the Gordon Highlanders. William Simpson was born on the 14th of March 1886 in Peterhead, Aberdeenshire. He was the fifth of six children born to Andrew and Jessie Simpson, who had married in 1883 in Peterhead. William's father was a stone quarry worker. As a young man, William was 5 foot tall and weighed 9 stone 5 pounds, so he was small in stature. During his civilian life, William had various occupations: labourer, cowman, vanman, railway porter and railway brakesman. In 1901, he was working as a cowman on a farm at the Mains of Burness, Aberdeenshire. His older brother James was employed on the same farm. William married Elsie Blair at Marywell Cottage, Portlethen, Aberdeenshire, on the 23rd of February 1906. They had 4 children, William, Maggie, Robert and Andrew. Sadly, Maggie died of bronchopneumonia, aged 11 months. Her father was present at the death and his occupation at the time was railway brakesman. The family eventually moved to Scone and lived at Robb's Buildings, Perth Road. William was called up for service and enlisted in Perth on the 31st of October 1917. He joined the 3rd Gordon Highlanders on the 2nd of November. This was a training unit established in August 1914 and stationed at Aberdeen. They remained in Aberdeen for the duration of the war and provided drafts of 800 officers and 20,000 men during the course of the war. On the 1st of June 1918, William was posted to France with the 1st Battalion Gordon Highlanders and was stationed at the Northern France Base Depot at Boulogne. Base depots were established at the Channel ports in France and other places. They were used as transport hubs for processing soldiers as reinforcements on the way to the front and for storing and organising ordnance supplies. When William received his posting, the Gordon Highlanders were deployed at Choc and Hange, Pas-de-Calais, Northern France. On an unknown date prior to October 1918, William was admitted to the No. 10 Canadian Stationary Hospital in Calais, suffering from acute nephritis. Nephritis is a serious inflammation which can affect one or both of the kidneys, and it is usually secondary to another disease. William's condition deteriorated quickly, and a telegram dated 14th of October 1918 reports, condition not so favourable. He was transported back to the UK and admitted to the Killingbeck Hospital, Leeds, West Yorkshire, on the 24th of October. William Simpson died at 3:30 a.m. on the 28th of October 1918 at Killingbeck Hospital, just 4 days after his admission. The cause of his death was acute nephritis. He was buried with honour on the 31st of October in Plot D, Grave 80 of Scone Cemetery, Perthshire. The cemetery is now under the ownership of the County Council. William was 32 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals, which were sent to his wife. She also received William's personal effects, which comprised of such things as his watch, wallet, cutlery, razors, belt, and photographs. We will remember them.